Wrangell District Ranger Clint Kolarich says that over the years, the parking lot at Roosevelt Harbor has become an increasingly large problem.
The actual grade of the area has deteriorated where the drainage isn't really working the way it's supposed to. And so what we want to do is really restore the area so that the hydrologic functions are more appropriate, so that the drainage ditches are going to the catchment pond. The catchment pond's catching, and the catchment pond drains in a direction that's not in right at the ocean. So it really is a restoration.
But it's also a hard place to do major work. Zarembo is a popular spot for hunting, fishing, and camping, so the parking lot is full of cars.
It's an important spot for this community, right? That's the main entrance onto the island. It's a place where folks can have vehicles there that they don't have to ship back and forth, get back and forth, whatever you want to call it. But we also want to look at the site in general and just the ecology there.
The Forest Service wants to finish restoring the parking area before the deer hunting season starts on August 1st. They'll need people to move their cars stored at Roosevelt Harbor soon. There will be an alternate parking site just north of the harbor at Deep Bay.
So we want to get an alternative parking area set up that's close by. We want to get the word out to everybody that if you have a vehicle that you want to continue to use out there, that you need to move it over to Deep Bay by June 1st, no later than June 1st. Then the contractor can come in and do their work. Whatever's not moved as part of the contract will be removed. So that's the tentative plan. And then the contract period would end by the end of July.
The dates aren't set in stone yet. Kolarich says that in addition to the need to regrade and restore the site, the contract will make sure the unused vehicles stored there are removed. It's something the Forest Service has heard from the community about, he says.
We would really like to know who's attached to what vehicle. That would be helpful. And the community wants this too. So we have letters. We've received letters from a lot of concerned organizations and stakeholders across the community and the city itself about wanting to get that cleaned up. So that's awesome, because that's the only way we're going to be able to do it is with community help.
Kolarich says there are about 70 cars and trucks currently parked at Roosevelt Harbor. He thinks about 15 or 20 of those are abandoned.
Because they have trees growing through them.
He says the Forest Service has been able to get in contact with the owners of about half of the remaining vehicles. Kolarich says his office has been handing out special stickers to help connect car owners with cars, so the Forest Service will be able to directly contact owners when it's time to relocate vehicles.
And we're not worried about whether the vehicle's running or not running. You know, we're just trying to figure it out, because the last thing I want to do is have the contractor haul off someone's vehicle unintentionally that happen probably to be running. So that's what we're working really hard to avoid. But we can only do it with everybody's help.
The Wrangell Ranger District Office told KSTK Wednesday that the alternative site at Deep Bay isn't ready yet, but a contract for the project should be announced in the coming days. Vehicle owners should contact the Forest Service office to get parking stickers or for more information about the restoration project. The Forest Service has completed the environmental review for the project to restore the parking area as required under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Funding for work will be from proceeds of the Frenchie Stewardship timber sale on Wrangell Island. That sale brought in about $480,000. The parking lot project is expected to use roughly half of that. The rest of the funds will go to other restoration projects in the area. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.